1 year ago today, Massachusetts confirmed its first case of COVID-19. Within weeks, Boston was on its way to becoming the center of one of the country's largest early outbreaks. Nurse manager Kate Bowden remembers the mood as COVID patients started to arrive at Boston Medical Center.
We're finally ripping the Band-Aid off, right? Finally, it's here and we're ready to go. Instead of holding your breath, because you knew it was coming.
But we didn't know how long it would engulf our lives and for how long. WBUR's Beth Healy picks up the story from there.
A nurse pulls on two pairs of gloves and a yellow gown that covers her whole body. She's getting ready to enter a COVID patient room at Boston Medical Center. It's bizarre treating patients from behind all that gear, plus a face shield and an N95 mask. But it's become part of the daily routine at this special unit for infectious disease. Kate Bowden, the nurse manager, says a year ago she and her staff were just starting to prepare for COVID-19.
It was a constant conversation in February of it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And even then, I think you have staff that are like, yeah, I hear you, but denial almost, right? Denial.
Bowden is part of a team at BMC that handles dangerous diseases like Ebola. She first heard about the coronavirus last January when the group started meeting to discuss this new illness. Then, on February 1st, news broke that Boston had a positive case.
The Massachusetts Department of Public Health confirmed the Commonwealth's first case of coronavirus today.
The infected person is said to be a UMass Boston student. He's recovering at home.
We're going to make sure we take the proper protocol and make sure the person is okay and make sure anyone that's in contact that we do take the proper steps.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and state officials assured the public that measures were in place to try to contain the virus. The basic message was, go about your life and wash your hands. Meanwhile, the virus was entering Massachusetts from other places, and soon it started to spread. Hospitals braced for the first patients.
And then that week in March when it finally occurred, it was like, okay, we're in the game. It's time to go. And that's what we did.
That was March 13th. Bowden's unit had its first confirmed COVID case.
So started out like a normal day, and then the call came through somewhere in the afternoon. It started as one, and then came two, and then came three immediately. It was just like the door opened, and it was just continuous COVID patients after that.
And soon, Governor Charlie Baker shut down schools and some businesses across the state. It was supposed to last 3 weeks, just to be safe. It turned into a year of masks, working from home, and for many, boredom and isolation. Marty Martinez, Chief of Health and Human Services for the City of Boston, remembers getting the call about the first case. It was a Saturday, and he was home with his family.
Never would I have thought that when we first found the first case that we would be in the situation that we're in, and the situation that we continue to focus on day in and day out.
And now, roughly 500,000 Massachusetts residents have contracted the virus. More than 14,000 have died. And the state is struggling to get long-awaited vaccines out to anxious workers and seniors. Martinez says he never imagined the pandemic would last this long or change life so much.
And remembering then that we didn't really know exactly what would come, but we knew we needed to be prepared for an infectious disease that we knew little about, but that we knew potentially had the ability to greatly impact the city.
Broadway, Bellingham Square, Silver Line and Bus Connection.
Yeah, my name is Juan Goncalves, and I drive the 111 route. That's my work Monday to Friday.
Joao Goncalves pilots an MBTA bus from Haymarket to Chelsea. Eddie, as his friends call him, has been driving for the T for 20 years. He loves his job, or at least he did before the pandemic. He remembers how worried he was in the early days when passengers were still packing into buses like sardines.
I never wake up in the morning with no desire to go to my job. But those times, like at the beginning, every time when I wake up, when I come out of my door, I look outside and say, God, protect me. I have to go to this place again.
There are signs on all the buses telling riders to wear masks, but not everyone obeys the rules. Goncalves brings his own bag of sanitizing sprays to keep his bus extra clean. There's a plastic barrier that partially shields him from riders, but it doesn't always feel like enough.
You'd be afraid, especially when you see the people, like I said. They come in with a mask under the chin. So basically the face is not covered at all.
During the latest COVID surge, tea workers have been getting sick. 114 of them at the peak last month. Goncalves doesn't want to bring the virus home to his wife and kids. In fact, he's been sleeping in a guest room since March to keep his family safe. That's been a concern for every essential worker. Bowden's nurses at Boston Medical Center have been grappling with the stress of COVID all year.
They're tired. I know they're tired. It's a lot. It would be nice to get back to normal, whenever that'll be.
Goncalves is eager for this to be over, too. He wants to get back to regular life, chatting with passengers, seeing the familiar faces at every stop. Even a little more traffic would be okay, he says. But the vaccine can't come soon enough.
I haven't missed a day since the virus started. I'm here every day. I'm committed to my job. It's my responsibility. I can't wait to get the vaccine, maybe making me feel okay. Hope.
Hope. It's what we could all use a dose of now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.